This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. It is a convention like no other. No crowds, no fanfare, no noisemakers. A virtual Democratic convention. And it opened up Monday after the coronavirus pandemic forced the party to overhaul the convention, largely eliminating the in-person gathering plan for Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and turning it into four nights of two-hour primetime packages of virtual speeches and events. As a result, organizers face the challenge in trying to build enthusiasm among supporters and the presumptive presidential nominee, former Vice President Joe Biden. Former First Lady Michelle Obama was one of the first night headliners.
You simply cannot fake your way through this job. As I've said before, being president doesn't change who you are. It reveals who you are.
President Donald Trump spent his time in the Midwest battleground states of Minnesota and Wisconsin. Sagar Magani reports from Associated Press.
First in Minnesota.
Joe Biden is the puppet of left-wing extremists.
And then Wisconsin, which was to host the convention.
Biden is just a Trojan horse for socialism.
The president aggressively counter-programming Biden's big virtual show, even knocking that part of it, calling the convention's taped speeches a snooze. The locations were telling. The president visiting Midwestern battlegrounds as polls show him trailing Biden fewer than 3 months before the election. That kicked off his busiest week of campaign travel since before the pandemic. He'll be in Arizona today. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The president will be formally nominated for his second term at next week's Republican National Convention, which also has been scaled back due to coronavirus concerns. For more on the political conventions, go to voanews.com. This is VOA News.